The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again such an honor, a privilege to welcome to the program Dr. Carrie Gerges at Back Pain Relief, Ohio. Dr. Gerges, how are you today?
I am doing great. How about you, sir?
I am so blessed, Dr. Gerges. I am, and seriously, I'm not just saying this. One of the great blessings is when God led me to you and Back Pain Relief Ohio and the personal help that I have received. You have been a real blessing to me, and you've also been a great blessing to many, many, many of our listeners. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Well, I am grateful to know you as well, and the credit goes to the Lord because he's the one that heals. We are just working for him, so he's the one that does the work. We just implement what he taught us how to do it. So,
well, when I came because of back problems, and to be honest, when I walked through the front door of your office, you know, I was hoping that you could give me some help with my back, and you did, but I had no intention of asking you about the neuropathy that I was experiencing, particularly in my feet, because I didn't know that you could help. And here, lo and behold, you have helped me greatly with my neuropathy as well. And I know that many, many, many people suffer from neuropathy, and they're probably convinced that they just can't get any help. But in many cases, they can be helped, can't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. We help hundreds of patients that come with severe conditions. As a matter of fact, one of my patients, she confessed to me. She said, "Doctor, I'm going to tell you something." After we treated her for neuropathy, she said, "I never told my family doctor that I had no feeling in my feet because I was afraid he would stop me from driving my car." Because for 5 years, she learned to manage to navigate to drive a car without knowing whether her foot is on the foot pedal on the brakes or the gas pedals.
Oh my goodness!
And she said, "I had to She had to keep her distance from the vehicles ahead of her to give her enough time to look to see where her foot is." And the reason she confessed to me, she told me, "I'm only telling you this because I now can feel my foot in my shoes. I can actually feel," and she's doing great. Her balance was terrible, and now is incredible, the change. And that is really, it's a miracle. The Lord does the healing. We just do whatever tools that is available to us. And where she was afraid that the doctor would stop her from driving, and she would, because she had to work.
Sure.
It's incredible. I mean,
what is the cause of neuropathy?
Well, neuropathy is caused by a variety of things. It's a neuropathy that happened because of diabetes, which is the most common cause of what's called diabetic neuropathy. But there's also, besides that, they said polyneuropathy, which means many areas of the body experience this neuropathy. Also, alcoholic neuropathy is as a result of excessive use of alcohol. Yeah, and there's what we call idiopathic neuropathy, which means the one we don't know what the cause is. And there's also one that is really prevalent. A lot of people don't even know about that, is the, what we call nerve root compression neuropathy, which is where the nerve root is at the spine is compressed, blocks the ability of the transmission of the signal from the brain to the feet or to the hands. And as a result, you have this numbness, the tingling sensation, feeling of either excessive sensation to heat or cold, a hypersensitivity, we call it. It's just And it could be just sharp pain or jabbing, throbbing pain or burning, and extreme sensitivity to touch. People can even sometimes can handle putting the sheets on when they're in bed or socks, or they feel they have socks or gloves on when they really actually don't have it. So there's a lot of symptoms that appears to people. And as a matter of fact, it affects also their balance, coordination, their ability and weakness in their feet or their hands. And it's a terrible condition, and typically the way the treat is treated is not very successful. It's temporary, it's masking it, and it's just it's treated by either medication, which covers up the symptoms really, but it doesn't help as much. And that's why I'm getting a lot of patients that come into us and they say, what can we do to help us? So what we do is we find that we go to find out what the real cause is. Evaluation, we may need an MRI, whatever we need to do, our EMGs, we try to find out what is the source of the problem. And then we tackle it by trying to rejuvenate the nerves that are dying to restore from falling apart, and help them rejuvenate or revive those nerves and restore as many as we possibly can, and stimulate the muscles, the nerves. And people are—it's incredibly successful, and they ramp and rave, and they're just so grateful that they finally. Somebody just today was telling me, he said, "Man, I used to lose my balance, and I couldn't even tell where my feet is on the floor, and so he said my balance has improved. I'm doing a whole lot better. I can get up out of bed instead of having to try to feel my way around." And with the pain, get up to walk a few steps out of the bed. And now he jumped out of bed. It's incredible. It's amazing.
Well, Dr. Gerges, if I was hearing this from almost anyone else, I would think maybe, he's exaggerating to get people to come in. But not only have I gotten to know you, I've gotten to know many of your patients, and I have heard these stories unsolicited. It's not like I come into pain or Back Pain Relief Ohio, your office there in Westerville, and go around and try to get people to say things they don't mean. People come to me when they learn, that's that Bernie guy, and I heard about it on the radio and so forth. Dr. Gerges, they come to me and thank me for telling them about you and your office. And then they tell me their success stories, and it is thrilling and exciting. Now, to those in our audience who are experiencing neuropathy, what is the next step? And we've got about 2 minutes left, but what should they do? Call for an appointment? Would that be the first step?
Absolutely. Just call for an appointment. And if they have any x-rays or MRIs or anything that they've experienced before, any diagnosis that was talked before, bring that information to us. That would help us. Eliminate. We don't have to undo things that already been done.
Sure.
But we also do an evaluation. You do an evaluation thoroughly and find out. We don't guess what is going on. We try to trace it to the source of the problem. So, and then we can process them as a patient. And we go if they qualify for the treatment, that it becomes a candidate for that. We would prescribe it. If it's not, we'll refer them elsewhere if that's something that we cannot do. But if we can help them, obviously we can.
Well, no, that's something I really appreciate, because you are so honest. If you think you can help, then you tell them. If you honestly believe you can help them, you're not going to play them on. You're going
that's
to tell
right.
them the truth. The website is backpainreliefohio.com. Backpainreliefohio.com. Or you can call the office, 614-890-3500. Backpainreliefohio.com, or call the office at 614-890-3500. I'm talking with Dr. Cary Gerges, and it seems like we have spent almost all of our time talking about non-surgical decompression therapy, which is wonderful. But I just felt led of God today, and you did as well, that we talk about neuropathy and how people can get real help. So I'm just very grateful. I believe God's in it, and I just believe that there are people listening to us right now, Dr. Gerges, who need to come in to Back Pain Relief Ohio. and get some help. BackPainReliefOhio.com or call 614-890-3500. Dr. Kerry Gerges, again, thank you and God bless you.
Thank you. There is hope.
Yeah. Oh, there is hope. What a way to end. God bless.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it looks like the Chauvin murder trial is going to be given to the jury in just a few minutes. I'm trying to pick up bits and pieces here in the studio as I watch the monitor. The defense gave their closing arguments. The prosecution gave their rebuttal. And if I am interpreting it correctly, I believe the judge is giving final orders to the jury before they are sent to deliberate. I am praying that justice will be done. And I'm open. My gut feeling is he is going to be found guilty of at least one of the charges. That's my gut feeling, that he is going to be found guilty. However, it is possible that he will not be. I think the defense has brought up a lot of points that could bring up reasonable doubt, and that's all that's required. Is reasonable doubt. So it could go either way. There are going to be riots either way. Sadly, tragically, because that's where we are in America today. The liberal left has so inflamed people, has so brainwashed people, has so indoctrinated people that there's going to be disrest or unrest no matter what the verdict is. If he is acquitted or if there is a hung jury, folks, America is going to burn. And I am not a pessimist. I am an optimist, but I am a realist because people have been programmed to not want real justice. They want revenge. I'm just heartsick at the people that I see on my Facebook page that have already determined the former police officer's guilt. I mean, it's done, finished over them. He's guilty. And some of these people I know, some of them I don't, but they all claim to be Christians. And I'm going, really? So I am praying that there will be peace. I am praying that people will have level heads. And I am praying that people like Representative Maxine Waters of California will be punished for inciting violence. Remember what the impeachment trial for Donald Trump was all about? Incitement to violence. That was the whole impeachment trial, incitement to violence. Remember that? And yet, Donald Trump, in his speech, now, I don't think he should have been there at that. I don't think he should have given the speech. I don't think he should have been at that rally. That's just my personal opinion. I don't think he should have been there. But he was there. But as part of his speech, he encouraged the protesters to be peaceful. He encouraged them to be peaceful, and yet he was impeached for inciting violence. And yet we have Representative Maxine Waters, who made some incredibly inflammatory remarks. She said she was hopeful that Chauvin would be convicted of murder, but if he isn't, we cannot go away. And then she went on to say, oh, my goodness, I've got it marked here. I want to make sure that I quote her exactly. Oh, here it is. She said, if the former police officer, Chauvin, is not found guilty, and I quote, we've got to stay on the street and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business. Who? This man is being tried before a jury of his peers the way our system works. There can be a hung jury, he can be acquitted or he can be found guilty. Maxine Waters has already determined his guilt, and she has declared, if he is found not guilty, quote, we got to stay on the street. Who's she talking to? The people on the street. Who are the people on the street? The people that are rioting, looting, burning? Are there peaceful protesters? Yes. But she said, and again I quote, we've got to stay on the street and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. Now, what kind of confrontations have they been having in Minnesota now for over a year? Looting, burning, millions and millions of dollars worth of property damage, people injured, police injured. And yet Maxine Waters said, quote, we've got to get more confrontational. Any reasonable person would interpret that to mean more burning, more looting, more violence. We've got to get more confrontational. Donald Trump didn't say anything even close to that, and he was impeached. Nancy Pelosi was asked today, are you going to take any disciplinary action against Maxine Waters concerning her incitement to violence? And not only was it incitement to violence, she crossed state lines to incite violence. Nancy Pelosi said, talk about a double standard. Republicans will be introducing articles of impeachment, articles of censure. Will they go anywhere? Nah. Maxine Waters is clearly going to be responsible for violence, injury, and even possibly death. And she will not face any consequences.